Journey Day 33. Worrying about tomorrow. We end this fifth week of the Lenten journey with a meditation about apprehension, anxiety, worry about tomorrow. During this past week of the Lenten journey, we've been contemplating the power of prayer. How do our prayers reach to heaven from the depths of our heart? And in reaching heaven, how is thy will be done in my life? Certainly, anxiety comes into play when we contemplate the idea of an uncertain tomorrow. Where do we go from here? This coming Sunday is the Sunday of Advent, which gives us an opportunity to reflect on the second coming, which again brings in new anxiety, new worries of tomorrow. Jesus warns us not to be anxious. He speaks directly against anxiety, against worrying about tomorrow, for in fact, it is the opposite of faith. If we have faith, we have trust. And if we trust, then we diminish the power of anxiety and completely submit so that thy will be done is done in our lives. Of course, this is much easier said than done. So today, rather than reflect on Christ's words, let us listen directly to the instruction that is given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Herein is the greatest lesson that we have regarding faith. It comes to us from the Sermon on the Mount, from the Gospel of St. Matthew. And Jesus says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where it grows rusty and moth-eaten, and thieves break in to steal it. Store up treasure in heaven, where there is no moth and no rust to spoil it, no thieves to break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Therefore I bid you, put away anxious thoughts about food and drink to keep you alive, and clothes to cover your body. Surely life is more than food, the body more than clothes. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow and reap and store in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. You are worth more than the birds. Is there a man of you who by anxious thoughts can add a foot to his height? And why be anxious about clothes? Consider how the lilies grow in the fields. They do not work, they do not spin, and yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his splendor was not attired like one of these. But if that is how God clothes the grass of the fields, which is there today and tomorrow is thrown on the stove, will he not all the more clothe you? How little faith you have. No, do not ask anxiously, what are we to eat? What are we to drink? What shall we wear? All these are things for the heathen to run after. Not for you, because your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Set your mind on God's kingdom and his justice before everything else, and all the rest will come to you as well. So do not be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow will look after itself. Each day has troubles enough of its own." Our Lord Jesus Christ makes it very plain that to trust God means to completely submit to his will. It means to allow him to be God and for us to enjoy the life that he gives us, to fly with the birds, to be clothed like the lilies of the field. And conversely, to enjoy all that God has given us requires us to have complete, total faith in him, to allow him to be Father. You see, in the Old Covenant, he was known as God, as Lord. But Jesus set up a new relationship, unlike any other, so that we dare to call him Father. our Father, who art in heaven. And if we believe that He is our Father, then He, as a heavenly Father, as somebody who is in control of the entire universe, does take care of every single part and aspect of that universe. Certainly, we will always have fears and apprehensions of tomorrow, but we need to diminish them. And the only way, the only cure for that is faith, to strengthen our faith, to really look at the examples that He gives us. Alongside with the birds of the air and the lilies of the field are the simple smiles in the eyes of our children, are the simple warm embraces we received from loved ones, to the monumental signs that are all around us. The stars, the moon, the crashing of the waves, the high peaks of mountaintops, each of them telling us, as Albert Einstein said, God does not play dice with the universe. Life has not haphazardly come to being, and we are not here by accident. But God loves us, and God takes care of us. Reduce your anxiety. Eliminate your fear. Trust in God. Today we conclude with a prayer from Russian writer Alexander Solzhenitsyn. How simple for me to live with You, O Lord. How easy for me to believe in You. When my mind parts on bewilderment or falters, when the most intelligent people see no further than this day's end and do not know what must be done tomorrow, You grant me the serene certitude that You exist, and that You will take care that not all of the paths of good are closed. Atop the ridge of earthly fame, I look back in wonder at the path which I alone could never have found. A wondrous path through despair to this point, from which I too could transmit to mankind a reflection of Your rays. And as much as I must still reflect, You will give me. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we will take the next step in our Lenten journey. Until then, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find reflections, you'll find resources, as well as podcasts, broadcasts to help you through your Lenten journey, as well as your spiritual quest throughout life. That's epostle.net. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.